This is Scopos. Listen as Brett Larson takes theological topics and biblical truths and applies them to our daily lives.
In this episode, I will primarily be speaking about men, but ladies, listen in because it will give you good insight into the guys you love in your life. Navigating through the waters of life in the 21st century is extremely challenging, especially when attempting to hold on to a Christian worldview. Mentorship is more critical today than it ever has been in the past. Yet mentorship is almost impossible to find within the church. We live impossibly isolated lives jam-packed with activity, especially during the seasons of life where male mentorship is most needed. Sure, some churches make good attempts at organizing mentorship programs, but I've rarely seen forced or set up mentorship work well. Rather, it has to be natural, a relationship that isn't pressed or forced, but built out of true friendship and personal connection. I think if we break down why it is so important, perhaps some of you will begin to seek others and to help guide them through life, or at minimum, it will be more on your radar than before. In general, guys who live in the Western Hemisphere are adventurous at heart. So when we reach the age of setting out on our own, we are typically in our 20s and feel like life is in front of us. It can go nowhere but up. Then we start families, careers, hit our 30s, and we feel like life is getting better, but maybe not quite fast enough. Then the 40s hit, and we begin to wonder, is this all there is? And screech to a halt. Many men hit a crisis. Some call it a midlife crisis, but really it's a life crisis. This is when years of mentorship through earlier decades can help so much. Guys who hit their 40s begin to panic. Life goals seem to be slipping. It seems as if dreams are now unreachable. Responsibility keeps them from pursuing anything of desire, and they feel stuck. Then the big R word, planted by the devil himself, creeps in. That is regret. Questions like, if I would have, or if this were different, or if she were different, can begin to destroy a man and his family. If a guy can get through this period into his 50s, life becomes not so bad anymore, and balanced reflection shows that he's had a pretty good life and can make a difference. But getting through those doubting years is so difficult. So how does a guy get through those years? He relies on years of mentorship that led him into that time of doubt. If he's walking with someone who's already been there, he has a guide to let him know the rapids are ahead and he needs to prepare, expect what is coming, and then he can navigate them without a major crash. But if the white water hits unexpectedly, the boat flips, and so does his life, leaving damage that might not be repairable. What's the takeaway? If you've been there, you know who you are, you need to seek out a young guy that you connect with and take him under your wing, professionally, emotionally, with family issues, and spiritually. Begin preparing him now, in his 20s, for what lies ahead. Mentorship is not some feel-good concept or trend. It's potentially life-saving. You might not even realize it, but you have experience, life experience, that some young man needs. Young men, seek out a mentor, drop your pride, and listen to older guys. They've been through things that you have not. If you try to go it alone, trust me, it'll get tough. I thank God that I've always had older men in my life to help guide me through difficult times, to provide advice, and to pray for me. It's worth more than you can imagine.
Thanks for listening to Scopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Scopos online at wdcxradio.com.